Okay, today I want to discuss the topic of the 12-12. Okay, Mincha, the earliest Mincha is at 12-12. Okay, I want to discuss for the next about 20 minutes, we'll see how far we can get. The topic is the base Yosef's question as to why we celebrate Chanukah for 8 days and not 7 days. The basic question is that they found the after the battle was over, they came to the Beis HaMikdash to retake the Beis HaMikdash, to purify the Beis HaMikdash, to sanctify the Beis HaMikdash. They come in and they search for a Pach Shemen, and they found the Pach Shemen. V'loy hayibo ella lahalik ner yom echad. It says in the Gemara there was only enough oil. V'loy hayibo ella lahalik yom echad. There was only enough oil in this container, this flask that was discovered in the Beis HaMikdash, to last for 1 day. Naseh b'neis v'idliku mimenu shemona yamim. Miracle occurred, and they were able to use this one container for 8 days. So therefore, in the following year, they decided we're going to have a holiday of Chanukah for 8 days. The miracle was only for 7 days. The first day, they had oil. They had enough, it says, beferish in the Gemara, that they had enough oil to light the menorah for 1 day. So for 1 day, there was no need for a miracle. In fact, there was no miracle. The miracle was that the oil lasted. Oh, okay. So this is the base Yosef's question. I have here 3 svarim. I don't have here with me, but I have 3. I have here this new sif that was published this year. Eitzer Mefarshei Chanukah. It's really a fantastic sefer, and he has here probably one of the best treatments of this question I've ever seen. He doesn't have all that many answers, but it's unique. Right, there's a classic sefer called Ner Lameya. Now, before we go over, the base Yosef himself gives 3 answers. That's it. 3, which we'll discuss right away in a moment. 3 answers. Then there's a classic sefer called Ner Lameya. Who wrote the sefer? Which Shachter?
Barry Schechter's
father. Barry
Schechter?
He wrote the Sefer Ner Lameya? That's the
famous. His father wrote it. His father.
So who wrote it?
Barry Schechter's father.
Okay, I don't know who Barry Schechter is.
Okay.
But it's a famous Sefer. It's called Ner Lameya, and it presents 100 answers to this question. Now, I have at home another Sefer. I don't know what it's called, that has 500 answers to this question. Now, I'll tell you something. There must be something wrong with me, because when I started going through the 500 answers, half of them I don't understand. And the other half, wasn't this the answer you gave before? A lot of the answers are just fractional spin-offs. fractional spin-offs of the previous answer. It's like they're basically 10 answers. And you want to take the 10 answers and you want to expand it into 500 answers, it's a real stretch. And if you want to come up with a new answer, like, really? Is that the answer to the question? Okay, so this is what has been done over the years, trying to come up with these brilliant solutions. Here, what he does it in a very proper way. He takes basically one popular answer and he just discusses the different elements of the answer, which if you really want, you can break up into 10, 20 answers to each answer. But what he does very nice in this sefer, which is very unique, is that he says that what is the naftamina? What halacha do we learn from this answer? What is there something practical that we can extract, we can take from this answer that apply it to our mitzvah bismanas of halakha saneros, or something hashkafic? What lesson is there in hashkafa to appreciate the yom tif a little bit better? Then that's more meaningful than just taking a technical answer. Oh, this is the reason why there was a miracle on the very first day. Now I'm not going to go through. We're just going to barely touch. I didn't prepare all that much. We're just going to just touch upon some of the basic yisodas just a little bit to get a little bit of a flavor of some of the popular ideas. Now, number one, the first answer comes from the Beis Yosef. The first answer of the Beis Yosef, first of all, the popular answer is, who says the Girsa of the Gemara is the correct Girsa? In the Gemara Masech Shabbos, it says, V'lo hoyu bo shemen ela lahadlik yoim echad. That is the Talmud Bavli, Masech Shabbos. in the She'eltis, okay, the She'eltis is like a medrash, there it says a different girsa. V'lo hoyubo lahalik afilu yoim echot. That answers the question off the bat. The girsa of the She'eltis is that there was not enough oil in this container that was discovered to last even for one day. And there's a very beautiful idea which many of the commentators explain what's the significance. Let's start with asking a more basic question. Why was this Pach Shemen Munach Bechol Samay Shel Kohen Gadol? Since when do we find the Kohen Gadol stamping and sealing every container of oil with his seal? This was not necessary. He was not the mashkiach in the Beis Hamikdash. We need his stamp of approval on every single flask of oil. You know how much oil was needed in the Beis Hamikdash to light the neros and for the menachos. So the very popular answer is that this container of oil was the oil that was used for the minchas chavitin. The Kohen Gadol every single day is required to light, to bring a minchas chavitin, a meal offering. Half is offered in the morning, and half of the mincha is offered in the afternoon. How much oil is there in the minchas in the minchas chavitin? So the amount of oil the Torah says is 3 lugin. That is the amount of oil. Look, it's a pasuk in the Torah. There are 3 lugin of oil in a minchas chavitin. How many neros are there on a menorah? 7 neros. How much oil was in each ner? The Gemara says a chatzi log. So how? What is the math? 7 times a chatzi log is 3.5. How much oil was needed for the minchas chavitin? 3. This container that had the munach b'choy samoy, the seal of the Kohen Gadol, the reason why it had his personal seal was because it was his personal oil. It was the oil that was meant to be used to offer his minchas chavitin. Minchas chavitin needs 3 lugin of oil. The menorah needs 3.5 lugin. There are 7 lamps. Each lamp has a chatzi log. So we are short a chatzi log for the menorah. So that's what the sheltis means. They found 1 container. They could not use this oil even enough to light for one day. This adds another mystery in the laws of Halakas Neros. Why is there an obsession with Mahadrin? Ikur mitzvah is ner ishu beisai. V'hamahadrin ner l'chol lechad v'yachad. V'hamahadrin, min hamahadrin moisif v'hoylech. Why? The answer is the menorah requires shemen zayis zoch. Virgin oil. Zoch. The minchas chavitin does not require shemen zayis zoch. So if the Kohen Gadol would have followed the letter of the law and would have prepared for his private minchas chavitin every single day ordinary oil, 3 lugin, and put a seal and prepare it for his daily offering, it would not have been fit for the menorah. It would be disqualified for the menorah because the menorah needs zoch, and the Kohen's oil does not require zoch, just needs shemen zayis. But the Kohen was mahader. It was the custom of the Kohen Gadol not just to buy ordinary oil, it's to buy shemen zayis zoch. Because he was mahader, that's how they had something to start with, and therefore from that we took a lesson that we should also be in the mitzvah, should be mahader. The mitzvah is mahadrin, and mahadrin min hamahadrin. Okay, so that answer is, this is like the basic answer. Who says the correct gerus is like the Bavli? The gerus is like the Sheltis, the loy. There was not enough to light even for the very first night. Okay, now let's go to another approach. Another approach. I'm really skipping a lot of pages. Well, maybe we'll come back. So we run out of time. Is, wow, so many pages to skip here. Let's go to the Beis Yosef. So I want to go to the end of the Beis. Says bring a lom l'shadin in the Beis Yosef. Okay. I skipped somewhere too far. I'm off the second answer of the Beis Yosef. The first answer of the Beis Yosef is, here it is they divided the oil into 8 parts. Okay, this is a very important halachic inyan. First answer, they realized we only have enough oil for one day, and it takes 8 days to process new oil. They had it down to a science. They knew exactly how long it will take transportation. There's no traffic. They had ways in those days, so they were not worried about any traffic. And how long it takes to process the oil, to bring it back. It takes exactly 8 days to get the oil. And we only have one container, so what are we going to do? So they made a decision. We're going to do it every single day. We took the oil. They divided the oil into 8 parts. And they lit the menorah. Big question. Here's the big question. And what happened? Miraculously, even though they only put 1/8 of the oil into the ner, miraculously it lit the entire night. A chatzi log is what is needed to last for the entire evening. 12 shows manios, 12 long hours in the wintertime. It lasted, they only put 1/8 of that oil, and it lasted the entire night. Miracle. Do they make a bracha when they lit the menorah? So you're asking a very good question.
Then they would want to spread it to make the bracha every day.
Okay, so here's where we're going to touch upon many different issues. That's the halachic nafkamin in the approach of you're saying very, very good. You're touching upon major issues. So what did they do according to the Beis Yosef? His first answer, and he only gives 3 answers. They took the oil, they divided it into 8 parts, and they put 1/8 of what they would normally put in the menorah on the very first night, and miraculously the menorah lasted the entire evening. Miracle. That's why even the first day is considered a miracle. Your question, are you halachically allowed to do this? And from a hashkafic point of view, is it also proper to do? Let's give it, in other words, what exactly is the mitzvah of hadlokas neros in the Beis HaMikdash? Is the mitzvah that it should be lit me'erev ad boiger, like it says in the pasuk, is that ma'akev? Or maybe the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash is only that it should be lit for a few minutes. The fact that the Beis Yosef is willing to entertain the possibility that he only put 1/8 of the oil into the menorah indicates that he held that the mitzvah deraisa is not le'erev ad boiker. You don't. That's what
just to lie even for
a few minutes. That's one issue. Another issue is there a shear of how much oil you must put into the menorah? We know today that you make a kiddush. If the amount of wine you put in your kais is less than 2.9 ounces, you've wasted your time. You made a bracha levatola. That's not called a kiddush. A kiddush must be said on a kais shel bracha. A kais shel bracha is at least the smallest shear possible is 2.9 ounces. Many will go up to five ounces. So is there such a thing in the menorah? There must be a minimal shear of shemen. Putting in 1/8 of a chatzi log. What's the 1/8 of a chatzi log? 1/8 of a chatzi log, whatever the calculation is.
The art scroll says 23 ounces or 23.5.
Is a log.
Is a log.
So 1/8 of that.
16.
So is one? Is that a shear? Are you even yotze? Have you put even? It's one thing how much oil. Now you don't have to drink the whole cup of yayin, but you at least must put into the kois the certain amount, the requisite amount of wine. I'll put in 2.9 ounces into the cup. I'll take a sip. I'll drink roiv revius. I'll drink malay lugma. Do you at least have to put a certain minimal amount of oil into the nair of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash? So someone wants to suggest, based upon what the Beis Yosef is entertaining of this possibility, that both things are negative. There is no minimum share of oil that is required to be put into the nair shel menorah. It's not like a kais shel bracha. And as far as the halacha of me'erev ad boker, you also yoytze. As long as you light the nair, even for 10 seconds, you mekayim the mitzvah.
No minimum amount of time.
No, so it's another question. Excellent. Another very big issue. So if you have only 1/8 of a chatzilog, one of a chatzilog will last. A 16th figure out. That's a, so what is the share? What is the minimum? Okay. What is the minimum share of time? We do that tichlep regel min ashuk, half an hour. What is the minimal amount of time that if you hold it, it does not need to be lit in the erev aboker? What is the minimal amount of time that the menorah must be lit in the Beis HaMikdash? Half an hour, 10 minutes, 1 minute. They only put in 1/8 of no. Obviously, they felt that was enough to mekayim the mitzvah. Now there's another issue. There's a hashkafic issue. If you have today the ability to do a mitzvah in its complete form, is it proper to break up the mitzvah into smaller parts? Let me at least do a token fulfillment of the mitzvah every single night for the next 8 nights, and not do it behider, or do it be'ofen mohuder tonight, and tomorrow we'll worry about what's going to. This is a general question of emunah, or a general. al derech hateva. I don't know what's going to be tomorrow.
Or ein semchem al hanes.
Ein semchem al hanes. So this is a dilemma which every person struggles with their whole life, in every area of their life. Do you put away for a rainy day, or do you say, listen, what will be tomorrow will be tomorrow. Right now, let me be Nana. I had a friend. He had a debate. Should he lease a car or should he buy a car? So he says to me, if I lease the car, he made a whole, this guy is a very brilliant guy in math. He made a calculation of basically where I'm going to get a brand new car with all of the new latest safety features with warranty, a la Miles. And versus buying a car, I'm going to buy a used car. I'm not going to have this, this, and this. I'm not going to have the satisfaction of a new car. And then exactly at what point in time it's going to be almost 3 years, close to 3 years, where that's when the nafkamina is going to come into play for him. In less than three years, he made a whole calculation for me exactly how long it would take. So basically, that for 2.5 years, it really doesn't make the money doesn't make a difference. I'm only going to start feeling the pain of the lease, of paying more money for the lease. I could rather be paying to have my own car, a used car. How long the used car is going to last? Its life expectancy. I'm only going to begin to suffer that pain of the used car in whatever his calculation was. So he says to me, you know, I'm not a Balmaimin. I'm not such a religious person. But listen, 2.5 years is a long time. Whatever will be in then. That's whatever will be in 2.5 years. I'll worry about it then. At least for 2.5 years, I might as well be Nana for 2.5 years. What will be in 2.5 years will be in 2.5 years. Okay, we deal with these approaches in life every single moment. How do we deal with this when it comes to halacha? Halacha, they had an option now being mekayim the mitzvah be'oifan mehudar. But oifan mehudar of taking the oil and lighting the oil, me'erev ad boiker, the whole menorah, all seven. And instead, the Beis Yosef says, you know what they chose to do? They chose, we're going to worry about tomorrow. We're going to worry about tomorrow. We're going to light tonight. We're going to skimp. We're going to be cheap. Just going to light the bare minimum, 1/8. So we'll have a little bit for tomorrow. It's a little bit bizarre that here we're dealing with people who are coming out of the incredible miracles of surviving a war, and now when it comes to the oath of the mitzvah, all of a sudden we're going to start having daigas of what's going to be tomorrow. And because they had the daigas of what's going to be tomorrow, a miracle happened, and that's why Chanukah is 8 days instead of 7 days. It's a little bit of a strange answer. What they're trying to do over here? They're calculating. They're not having faith in what's going to be tomorrow. They're making very precise calculations and coming out of a tkufa where everything that happened to them was l'mal m'derech hateva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously agreed to your approach of what you want to do, because Hashem went, he went and made another miracle for them, and that miracle became another day of celebration. This answer,
the concept of not having used the credit, so to speak.
Okay, in a chanami, so they don't want to take advantage of the situation. Hashem is being so kind to us. We're not going to go and overdo it. We're going to skimp on the mitzvah. Okay, it's a question, and this in fact is a halachic. He quotes. He has an arichus on this over here in this sefer. Let's say a person indeed finds himself in such a situation. Halacha l'maisa. Let's talk halacha. A person is out of town. Okay, he's out of town. Rachman l'tzlan, someone is in jail. They don't want to give. They don't want to give. They give very in Russia. They had maisa in Russia. They give matzah. Only going to give you a small little piece of matzah. Okay, let's talk about Hanukkah. Person, Rachman l'tzlan, is in a situation where he has enough oil to be mekayim the mitzvah for one night. Should he go and take that oil and divide it into 8 parts? So every night he'll have a token. It's not going to be mekayim the mitzvah, because it's not going to be for half an hour. But at least it's a token of the mitzvah. You mekayim the mitzvah, token of the mitzvah every single night. Or do the mitzvah b'shleimus one night, and the other 7 nights do nothing. Some want to bring a raya that this is the base Yosef's first answer. That's the only reason why there are 8 nights of Hanukkah. al pi halacha, if a person is in such situation, you should better not make a bracha the first night, not be mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimus the first night, in order that you can fulfill a token mitzvah of Chanukah every single one of the 7 nights of Chanukah. Because the fulfillment of the mitzvah can't be worse than the way the mitzvah was actually came to be, according to the first ints of the Beis Yosef.
One of the reasons what about that the process is that they had to clean the menorah every day. That's
yeah.
One of the reasons for saying that.
Okay, the 100 reasons. The five, every single day.
They have to clean it out and start fresh. That's part of the ritual.
What about a kocha?
What about a what?
If you stretch it out, and there's less than it's required. Do you make a bracha?
Oh, that's the question. No, you would not make a bracha. If it's not going to last, if you're not going to have enough oil to last for half an hour, you do not make a bracha. So when they only lived in the Beis HaMikdash, an eighth of the oil, would they mekayim the mitzvah they rise for halakas haner in the Beis HaMikdash? The simple answer is no. Because to mekayim the mitzvah, it has to go me'erev ad boiker. It's a pasuk in the Torah. But the Kohanim deciding to only burn an eighth of the oil, they were not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. And they chose it would be better not to be mekayim the mitzvah tonight, so that we can at least fulfill the mitzvah in a token fashion for all 8 days until we have enough oil. Okay, we're out of time. We're going to talk to the other answer, tell you where we're going to nafkamina. Another nafkamina, the second answer to the Beis Yosef, the second and third answer to the Beis Yosef are very similar. Is the second answer is they filled up the oil in the menorah. They used all the oil. They didn't break it up into 7 parts. But after they filled up the oil, they looked at the container, and miraculously the container was still full. So they said, you know what the halacha is? We're not going to worry about tomorrow. We have oil. We have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, b'shleimus. Let's go for it. They took the container, emptied out all the oil into the menorah. And then they look at the container. There's more oil in the container. How could it possibly be there's more oil in the container? So there's a miracle happening even on the first night. The first night, the container is still full. The container is still
there's
full.
Any way able to clean it out? Because we kept on burning, they couldn't clean it out.
Okay, now the third answer is a similar answer. They emptied the container. Okay, they emptied the container. There was nothing left in the container. And the menorah was... They lit the menorah. They come the second night, and the naros are still full of oil.
But you have to clean it out after you
clean it out. Not in this case. Not in this case. Hatavas haneros, to clean the wicks. Okay, let's not go focus on the technical details. Let's not get into technical details. The answer 2 and 3 are similar. The only difference between answer 2 and 3 is answer number 2 is the container was still full. Answer number 3, the container was empty and the naros were full. Okay, the container is empty, the naros are full. But the point is that the miracle happened on day number 1. Either day number 1, the container is still full on day number 1 after you emptied out all the oil, or the oil didn't burn. Basically, the miracle is the oil didn't burn the whole day 1. It's being lit and the oil is not burning. What? It did not consume. So, you know, now you take the 3 answers of the Beis Yosef, they're all very different answers. They all, now you want to focus on the miracle. The miracle that we focus on, surprisingly, is the menorah, is not the mulchama. Today we like to focus on mulchama, on war. The miracle is the menorah. These 3 ints are very, very different. According to the first ints, the miracle is that an eighth of oil, there was an eighth of oil was necessary, and the miut, a small amount, lasted for you. The oil burnt. It burned down, but it lasted. A small amount lasted for a prolonged period of time. The second answer is the miracle was not even the lighting. The miracle was not even the container. The container remained full. It's a whole different. It's not even what's actually happening to the menorah. The oil is lighting quite regular. I fill up the menorah and the oil, the candles are lit and they burn out like natural. The miracle is the preparation, the pouring from the container. That's a whole different approach to what the miracle is. The third answer is. It's even more bizarre. Third answer is the oil was not consumed. It's a whole different type of miracle. it's not that a small amount lasted for a long period of time. The oil itself was not consumed, period. Whole different way to look at the miracle. Okay, one nafkamina between these three answers, answer number one, answer number two and three is, this is the Gemara, hadlaka oisa mitzvah, oy hanacha oisa mitzvah. When we light the menorah, we make a bracha, we put the menorah in position and we light. Lichatchila, are you allowed to light the menorah in the kitchen? And then I'll pick up the entire menorah and put it on the tefach, on the Pesach Habayis. Is the mitzvah of Hadlakas Haneros the lighting of the candles? Or is the mitzvah of the Hanocha, is it the position?
The placing.
So some want to suggest that that's the nafkamina between answer number one, answer number two, and three. If you learn that they lit an eighth of the oil, the miracle was the Hadlamaisa Hadlaka. They put oil, an eighth of the oil, into the menorah, and they lit the candle, and miraculously that small amount of oil lasted for eight times more than it should. The third answer is the same thing. They put in oil, and the miracle was the oil was not consumed. Therefore, the miracle was captured in the hadlaka. The maisa hadlaka is where the miracle came forth. There was only amount of oil to last an eighth of the time, and it lasted eight times more than it should. Or the oil itself was not consumed. The hadlaka is where the miracle occurred. Therefore, hadlaka is a mitzvah. You cannot light the menorah in your kitchen and then take in the mokab where you're now yotze the mitzvah and then pick up the entire menorah and put it in the location where you yotze the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is the hadlaka. The maisa hadlaka must be in an environment, in a location where you mekayim the mitzvah. But if you look like the second answer, the miracle was not the hadlaka. The mitzvah was the hanacha. The mitzvah was the leftovers. You took the oil, you poured the oil into the menorah. Oh, look at that. The container is still filled with oil. The miracle did not occur in the maisa hadlaka. The miracle occurred in something in the big picture of things. There's still enough oil left over for the next day. So it's not connected directly to the hadlaka. That would allow a person to suggest that the halakha is not the mitzvah, it's the hanocha, the position to put the menorah in the window, to put the menorah by the tefach habayis, by the pesach habayis, that's the yikar. So this is a suggestion some want to say in afkamina halakha. Okay, there are more answers, maybe we'll do this more tomorrow.